We're visiting on the telephone today with Mark Carlton. Mark is a field agronomist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach based in Elbia, Iowa, covering southeast Iowa. Mark, let's talk about herbicide resistance management. And first of all, I'd like to know kind of what you're seeing in that part of the state there.
Well, I think for the past 2 or 3 years, we are seeing more and more water hemp, giant ragweed, mare's tail, that after we make an application of a herbicide, they're still living out there. And maybe for several different reasons, I suspect personally that we have a lot of resistant weeds. Number two, environmental conditions, the weather. We've been forced maybe to spray these weeds with a herbicide when they were maybe a little bit too big. But, you know, just over the years, I've seen this develop, and I'm to the point here in 2013 where this whole resistance thing is really has me concerned.
Well, I know Extension and you folks have been working hard to make farmers aware of this problem. How would you describe the level of awareness, I guess, with farmers out there, and are they concerned?
Well, I think most are concerned. I think it's a matter of, you know, maybe someone else has a problem and I haven't seen it in my field yet, or at least I haven't recognized it. And that may be true. However, I think, you know, my observations, like I say, over the last 3 years is it's evolving to the point where I think every farmer in every field is going to have to recognize that we have this problem developing here.
And even if they haven't seen the problem or don't feel they have a problem, it's never too early to start taking steps to prevent it from happening, right?
I agree. And I've encouraged it through my programming through the winter, where we talked about resistant weeds and insects and actually pathogens, to think about what they're doing and, you know, to do more field scouting, more looking, and identify the weeds that they have in the field when they're very small, number one. And then as they plan their herbicide programs or their pest management strategies, make sure that they're either letting me know as a field agronomist or as they're contacting their ag chem dealers and planning their program, these are the species of weeds that I have in my field. If I'm going to make a post-application of, say, a herbicide, I'd like to know what species are out there, how big they are, have I had problems in previous years controlling those weeds.
I guess what are some of the concerns or maybe objections you hear from farmers as to making changes in their operations at this point to address this problem?
Well, I don't think there are really any objections other than it takes a lot of time to go out there and scout a field and scout it thoroughly. We have the resources for weed identification, but it's just a matter of getting out there and getting it done in a timely fashion. And as we look at 2013, I kind of guesstimated we had about 80% of the corn probably planted as of last Sunday, and maybe 30% of the soybeans. So all of our time has been devoted to getting the crop in the ground, and so it doesn't leave us much time to go back out there and scout and see what we have. Now, for a lot of those growers that have done tillage, the tillage has taken out that first flush of weeds. But I'm especially concerned about those folks who are no-tilling. And one weed that jumps right up right away is giant ragweed. And so how do we get that giant ragweed killed with some of the herbicides that we have to use?
Do farmers feel like they're limited on the tools that they have right now, or is it just that those tools may require a little more, should we say, a little more time and effort?
I think it's probably the latter of the two. You know, I think it's recognizing the fact that I'll pick on giant ragweed. I'm a no-till farmer. The giant ragweed's out there, maybe an inch or 2 or 3 inches tall. and, you know, I should be able to kill it. Probably one of the best herbicides to control giant ragweed would be an application of 2,4-D up front. The problem there is if I mix 2,4-D with some of my residual herbicides and we get cold, rainy weather, I could damage my crop. And so the confusion comes in, how should I handle it? Should I go up front with a residual and then come back with a growth regulator type herbicide over the top? Or exactly how should I do that? And what order of application should I be using? And how many applications through the year is it going to take to control the weed situation that I have out there in the field? I think it's just a matter of getting out, scouting your fields as we go through 2013 here. If we make an application of glyphosate and we go back and it hasn't controlled it, you know, if we look previously, did the ALS family of herbicides not control my water hemp like they have in previous years? We need to start taking notes and keeping good records so we can plan for the future on how to control some of these weeds.
Mark, I'm out of questions. Anything else?
No, I think it's just a matter of, like I say, getting out, scouting your fields, provide your egg retailer with what, you know, what species of weeds do I have? How big are they? Have I had problems controlling those weeds in the field in previous years? And then sit down with them and try and design a herbicide program with several sites of action that we can maybe head off at least some of this resistance from developing in this year and on down the road. Some of the key is to reduce the amount of seeds being produced, which may mean we have to go out there and mechanically remove some escapes that we may have. And I think it's going to be important to do some of that.